But you have a vision of heaven, of what heaven may be like?
Oh, wow. I think heaven is a beautiful place. I think it's happiness. I think it's no diseases, no violence, just forever life and just everybody loving each other and, you know, trying to get to the next day. That's my vision of heaven.
Do you think they have pot in heaven?
I know they do.
Love the poker.
When Jesus calls, I want to be ready. I want to be ready when Jesus calls. The time is nearing when we'll be hearing that trumpet blow when Jesus calls. Just like he told us the day he left us that he'd return. He loves us so. Now, brothers and sisters, we know he's coming, so it's up to us if we want to go. When Jesus calls, I want to be ready. I want to be ready when Jesus calls. The time is nearing when we'll be hearing that trumpet blow when Jesus calls. To him, and it's no secret what he can do. So if you feel like you're not quite ready, just talk to Jesus and he'll hear you. When Jesus calls, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. When Jesus calls, the time is nearing when we'll be hearing that trumpet blow when Jesus calls. We'll be right back.
it gives me absolutely no joy, no psychic gratification whatsoever to say this. I think Donald Trump is manifestly unfit to be president of the United States. He's not well suited for this job, and I wish he'd have a conversation with his God and with himself and with his family about whether or not we would all be better served, frankly, if he would just resign.
Day. Will the people still feel this way? Still say the things that they're saying right now? Everyone said I hurt you. They said that I desert you. If I go away, know I'm gonna get back somehow. Nobody knows what kind of trouble we're in. Nobody seems to think it all might happen again. Time. Would anybody change their mind to find out one thing or two about life? But people are always talking. You know they're always talking. Everybody's so wrong that I know it's gonna work out right. Nobody knows what kind of trouble we're in. Nobody seems to think it all might happen
again. To those who share and travel on down the back roads. Take this road on my own. There's only me to hold on. Make my bed where I lay my head and travel on down the back roads. Where the simple life is found, that's where I lay my troubles down. Rid myself of a heavy load and travel on down the back road. This is where you belong. Find a friend and you begin. and down the back roads, where the simple life is found. That's where I'll lay my troubles down. Rid myself of a heavy load and travel on down the back road.
Arthur Alexander, Down the Back Country Roads. And before that, I played Graham Parsons and the Byrds, 100 Years From Now. Which hopefully there is 100 years from now. And previous to that, I played the Long Riders, As God As My Witness. And I kicked the whole thing off with E.T., Ernest Tubb, and When Jesus Calls. Which might be soon. Less than 24 hours ago, another missile strike on Syria. Not sure how that's going to play out globally or nationally. But if we're still standing come late July 2018, there's Ruckus in the Boonies in Heppner, Oregon. And it's going to have the Pine Box Boys, James Honeycutt, Bob Wayne, Stoned Evergreen Travelers, Lauren Walker Madsen, Absinthe Rose, Husky Burnett. Great lineup. Go to www.ruckusintheboonies.com and procure your very affordable tickets for 2 days and nights of camping and independent underground American music. Country festival that takes place in the country. And his record label, Dog Bites record label, Ruckus in the Records, is going to be issuing the latest James Honeycutt 2 coming out here soon. So things are looking up, at least on that front. Well, time for more weed and songs. The weed in this particular case is called the Rollers Blend. From Emerald Farms in Hopland, California.
Far from home.
I walk into the haze like a film from olden days, where the hero leaves his love standing by the bay. Life ain't too black or white for me. I can now see the killing thing, but I still don't hang around my old night. I never felt wrong when I was with you, just honest in my own view. And baby, we were born to live that way. I left lots of voices behind. The modern world can be so unkind. And baby, we were born to live in pain. I said we ain't only ignore when this next tour is through. We'll buy some land and grow some honest food. Make love until the end of the year. I won't leave you tonight. Turn it into your own life. I will love you forever if you just ask me to. I never feel wrong.
Take it and put it in your mouth like this. Then you take out a match, you light it, you put it to the end, and you inhale very deeply.
I wasn't born down south, y'all. I was raised out west. The outlaw way of life is the kind that I like best. Took from Aberdeen. just like old GW.
Yoakam, The Darkest Hour, which it might be for the human race. That's off the South of Heaven, West of Hell soundtrack, and it's actually the second song I've played off that soundtrack on this podcast, which is weird because I've never actually sat and listened to it in its entirety on purpose, at least that I remember. Anyhow, I've been trying to slowly ease myself back into playing music from the 21st century on this show. So before that was the latest, Hellbound Glory off Pinball, That's just what I am, or what I am. And that song, I can vouch for the authenticity of at least some of the lyrics. I was with them, luckily not in the truck they were in, when they toured across the country in the pickup truck. Some of the members sitting in the back, they had a camper shell and they bolted seats into the bed of the truck, which is apparently legal in most states. Or I'm not sure they really cared if it was or not. And before that, another new fella who I was introduced to by himself, Nathan Kalish. And that song's called The End of the World, which it might possibly be. But I dig this guy's stuff. And I kicked the whole thing off with Earl Thomas Conley, Smoky Mountain Memories. Got me another weird postcard from Satanic Sarah Burr, evidently taking time out from writing her recipe column. It shows these four children sleeping in a closet in what appears to be a very impoverished condition. Anyhow, she claims she used to tape this to the wall of multiple dorm rooms and apartments. It's kind of sad, but also kind of adorable. Okay. Anyhow, since postcards are kind of public, I don't mind reading some of this. She says, I'm your only listener in Ohio. Sarah, you're probably my only listener anywhere. But you never know, she says. I do my best to get more folks on board, but I'm also happy not to be an influencer in the social media sense. We don't need more people running around acting like me. Well, that's debatable. We definitely don't need more people running around acting like the people who are running the world. Anyhow, if we're still here in late July 2018, try to make it to lovely Heppner, Oregon. Go to www.ruckusintheboonies and check out the Ruckus in the Boonies music festival lineup. You're going to have Bob Wayne, the Pine Box Boys, Lauren Walker, Mads and Absinthe, Rose, Dogbite Harris, who's the founder of the festival. Tickets are cheap. www.ruckusintheboonies.com. Well, until next time, I'll send you off on a high note with more weed and songs.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures I lit up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
just like it began. Days that came years again came and went once again.